Call the June 28th, 2012 ADA board meeting back to order. Brings us to item eight, director's comments.
Yes, Chair, very quickly, we have our regular reports in the packet, and I am available to answer any questions I can on those. Just very quickly on a couple other things, I did give the board a report that I was sent out Monday. We continue to work with DCCED, DOT, and DNR on Roads to Resources. Our new website is finally completely up and going, and would appreciate any comments from the boards if they believe there's any changes that would help better the website. Yeah. If that was the case, they'd have to take mine way down. We've had some movement on our DMDA project. The municipality has granted us authority or approval to go forward with the project. The only thing that we're still waiting on is for the Air Force permission. So we believe we'll be getting that pretty soon. On the work with the drill rig, the new projected sale date is July 26th. And it is our understanding that we will be sending over James Hemseth to be there at that point in time, and also the chair is looking to go to represent ADA if possible. So good news on that. And then, let's see. Also, we gave you the project matrix that we have several new projects in the queue, and things are moving forward on those. So I'm available for any questions.
Mr. Wilkin?
Page 3, Ted, on your report.
You bet.
Under the paragraph infrastructure development, speaks about the Amber Mining District, the project. Has DOT or anyone decided which way the road's going to go yet, east or west?
The projection is that it will go east. They have two alternative routes. We'll know for sure. The projection is that we will start the EIS process, Mark, in August, September. Nope. Come on.
That'd be heard for the microphone. I would think it would probably be in a time frame of November. And that's a formal notice into the Federal Register.
But I believe that, you know, can't guarantee 100%, but the route that the mines are supporting is the route to the Dalton Highway.
So there's still discussions about which way it's going to go?
They're concentrating on the other routes, but through the EIS process, you have to look at all the different alternatives. But again, I think if you look at the alternatives and the prices of the alternatives, that the route to going east is substantially less costly than the route to the west.
So your initial statement, did you say west or east?
East.
Oh, you said east. Okay, I heard.
Dalton. I'm right. Dalton Highway is east, right?
Okay.
West would be to the coast.
So sometime this year, that decision will be made towards the end of the year. Okay, thank you.
Did I? Yeah. Well, I apologize. Yeah. I meant east.
Thank you.
I can't get my left and right sometimes.
Details.
Can you give us an update on the SB 25 regs? Where are we at with the drafting regulations and the whole implementation of that?
Thank you, Chair. I forgot about that. The governor did sign both SB 25 and SB 66 about 2 weeks ago. We just got approval about 2 days ago to start the reg package. We have issued an RFP for financial experts in energy to assist us within that. That will close by July 10th or 11th, I believe. So we're in the process now of setting up a board committee to help us look at that, and I know, Chair, that you have volunteered, Angela Rodell has volunteered, and Board Member Sheldon to be on that board, committee, and if there's anyone else that would like to be on that, we will start that process in July and hopefully move very quickly with our energy expert in writing those regulations so we can move forward. And we are doing the same thing on the new markets tax credits. We have an expert, and then we're also working with Alaska Growth Capital in the process, since your company is an expert in new market tax credits. So our goal is to have those regs out in sort of a parallel process, both of them being completed as quickly as we can.
So what's the role of AEA with SB 25? I'm assuming they're on the help.
Yes. Sarah and I have talked, and you and I have also talked, Chair, that AEA will be involved significantly in writing our regulations. And as our sister authority, that we will rely on AEA's expertise and contract with AEA on the projects as we move forward, too, based on their understanding. And especially, you know, give AEA so much credit in the inventory that they've already done of the resources across the state will be invaluable for us not to reinvent the wheel as we look at these projects for financing.
Other questions from the board? Thank you. Our next regularly scheduled meeting is August 9th. Is that correct? Okay. Board comments? Mr. Bell?
I'm just going to compliment Ada's staff. I have the opportunity to see them at various events and meetings, and I know there's a lot of things I don't see, but some of the recent activities have been continued engagement with UCOR and Bocan. I know Ted and Mark both participated with Nova Copper on an Ambler tour, and they're part of the regular team that includes DOT and Governor's Office on other on the transportation corridor. Ada participated with an ASME forum on seafood exports just, I think, yesterday or the day before. So again, there's a lot of activity that Ada's out telling people about our existing and new tools. And like I said, just because we cross paths or we're coordinating, I get to see that and I've been proud of it.
Great. Mr. Wilkin?
Thank you. I'm just looking at the calendar, and there's a really good chance that I'll be out doing some subsistence fishing on August 9th, so I may just try to call in on that. So I'll know more, but I'm scheduled now to be out with the family, so just put a marker down that I may be calling.
Okay. Mr. Sheldon?
I only had one comment, Mr. Chair. I'm appreciative of seeing the project list come out again, and it is in a very good updated manner, and it looks like several items are advancing through the checklist, and I'm glad to see it. That's all I have.
Deputy Commissioner Tashman?
I believe I will be sitting in for Deputy Commissioner Odell at the 9th meeting also.
I don't have any comments, so with that, the motion to adjourn will be in order.
Second.
And send all in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, we are adjourned.
That's it.
Oh, here's you, Deb. Yeah.